I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
This story we know, don't we? Probably heard that dozens, if not hundreds of times. Some of you maybe thousands of times. We've seen the reenactments. We've watched the movies. Maybe we've gazed at the glowing artistic renderings of this scene. So beautiful and pristine, just perfect. Until you think about actually having a baby in a barn. No surgical gloves or anesthesia, ladies. No competent doctors or midwives. No medical staff waiting on standby just in case of emergency. No waiting room filled with anxious family members waiting to hear boy or girl. There's not even clean sheets and boiling water. Just a man and a girl, alone in a barn, experiencing childbirth for themselves for the first time. Doesn't that sound like a dream scenario for anyone who's ever had children, ever? Trying to give this new mother and this newborn baby some protection from the outside elements. We're just going to huddle down in this barn. Because the world outside that stable was incredibly unstable, both literally and figuratively. The world outside that stable was unstable because there was the upheaval of kings and governors and emperors who were making power moves to control the world that threatened the very existence of little people like Mary and Joseph and newborn baby Jesus. The world beneath their feet was shifting sands, or to use a winter metaphor, maybe might get a little better, it was cracking ice. How could anyone bring a baby into a world like this? With conditions like this? But that's exactly what God chose to do. God chose to send His Son into this world for this reason. The world was dark and dangerous and desperately in need of light and hope. And when we partake of the Lord's Supper, which we're going to do here in just a few moments, we're thinking back not just to the life of this remarkable baby boy who grew to share that light and hope with the world and who laid down his life so that we might know it. We're also partaking in it. We partake of the light. We partake of the hope. We've been invited into this new world, this sheltered world, this stable world created by God for His children. You and I are invited into the Jesus world, a world where we aren't threatened by the moves and shifts of the kings and powers that be. A world that is sheltered and protected because it's in the stable hands of the Father above.